Thank you for calling. This lesson is designed to deal with problems faced by many people. How can we know God exists, and how do we answer questions raised by skeptics and atheists about the Bible? We hope you will listen to this message with an open mind, and if you have questions or would like to hear more, we hope you will write us. An address will be given at the end of the lesson. One of evolution's greatest weaknesses. There are many in today's world that would attempt to convince us that man is the descendant of ape, and that all of us originated from the same primitive amoeba in the same primitive sea. If man came from a primitive amoeba by mechanical means only, and if we are simply the result of a long series of accidental changes in nature, then the concept of God creating man is a concept that cannot be accepted. The question is, can those who espouse the idea that man evolved from an amoeba scientifically support their hypotheses? There are many questions that can be raised and many challenges that can be pointed out to the concept of evolution. But one of the greatest of these challenges is the underlying assumption of evolution. Many people don't realize that evolution is founded upon a religious faith, upon a belief. That belief even has a name. It is called uniformitarianism. It is the belief that there has never been anything happen on the earth that is in any way different than what is happening today. That all that has ever taken place on the earth, all of the processes, all of the one way or another in operation today. The Bible clearly states that this is not the case. The Bible says that there have, in fact, been changes of a large magnitude which have affected the whole earth and which are totally different than anything happening today. In Genesis the 7th chapter, for example, we read about a flood. We're told in verse 18 that the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And in verse 19 we are told that these waters prevailed to the extent that the high hills were covered and even the mountains. The indication is that some calamity, some disaster, which was totally unlike anything happening today, occurred in the past to alter the earth. Now, there are many things that we could discuss about these concepts, but in this particular discussion, we're concerned about whether or not the assumption of evolution is true. If, in fact, there have been major changes of the kind described in the Bible, then clearly there is no time, there is no process that could account for all living things coming from some primitive amoeba. Can uniformitarianism be true? Can it be proven? Or have there been major changes? Now, we might start by mentioning that the Bible clearly tells us that God is not a God of inconstancy. We're told that God is the same today and yesterday and tomorrow. And we're given the indication that God is faithful and will not allow anything to happen to his fellows that they are not able to withstand or escape from. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. But nonetheless, in the history of the creation of the earth, there seems to have been major changes taking place. In Fairbanks, Alaska, it is possible to observe a large frozen elephant. This elephant is standing in a showcase in Fairbanks. There's also some examples in Juneau, Alaska, and several in Siberia. In Juneau, Alaska, in the State Museum, written across the front of the showcase are these words: "There is no known process by which this specimen could have been preserved as it is." The cell tissue of this particular elephant had not been ruptured by the freezing. In some places, these elephants have been found standing up with undigested food in their stomach and grass hanging out of their mouths. The biologists and geologists that we talked to who have examined these specimens are convinced that some change, which we do not understand today, had taken place to produce these specimens. One biologist has stated that it would have taken a rapid drop in temperature of several hundred degrees in a matter of seconds to freeze the elephant in the condition in which it was found. Can you think of a process operational upon the earth today that could freeze an elephant so quickly? There are countless examples of changes that have occurred on the earth that are completely different than anything happening today. The dinosaurs that apparently lived in the distant past had to be annihilated by some kind of enormous change in the earth. And although there have been many who have proposed theories, the best explanation that is available at the present is that some change in process, some radical alteration in the earth's history, was great enough not only to eradicate the animals on the land, but even those reptiles that lived in the sea. The interesting thing is that when a proposal such as this is made, many scientists react in a nearly paranoid way. A man by the name of Emanuel Velikovsky some years ago suggested that there might have been some enormous cataclysmic effect related to Jupiter and the planet Venus. When he suggested his theory, he was ostracized and attacked by scientists in a very emotional way. As a matter of fact, Harold Shapley of Harvard University threatened the book company that was publishing Velikovsky's material so that they might be stopped from printing the material. Scientists reject this kind of unorthodox and very unfortunate process, but it demonstrates the failure of scientists to adequately recognize the greatest weakness that evolution faces, and that is its failure to recognize that the foundation upon which it is built sometimes removes objectivity. There is good evidence that uniformitarianism is not true and that radical changes have influenced the Earth in the past. Another weakness is the failure of evolution to adequately explain man's brain and the characteristics which distinguish man from animals. But the basic point that needs to be made is that evolutionary theory is frequently taught as fact. Many of the things we have considered briefly in this discussion are not presented to our children in the public school classroom. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This not only implies the concept of God creating galaxies and the earth and matter out of nothing, but also the concept that God has carefully engineered and designed all living things. We have good evidence to support this, evidence that cannot be intelligently refuted. The attempt to try and relegate man and the world in which he lives to a long series of mechanical accidents is subject to all kinds of inadequacies and inconsistencies scientifically and logically. Can you really believe that you're nothing more than a naked ape shaped by the effects of the environment upon your ancestors and the mutations that have occurred in those ancestors? Can't you realize that you're a special creation of God, that you have intrinsic and inherent value no matter what your situation physically, mentally, emotionally, or educationally might be? If you believe that you are something special, something created in the image of God, something that has worth, then surely you'll want to further investigate your relationship to the God who created you.
The message you have just heard was